Thank you, Mr. Vice President. The Bahamas warmly welcomes the delegation of St. Lucia led by Ambassador Ramilly and thanks St. Lucia for its report. The Bahamas commends St. Lucia for the presentation of its report and welcomes the demonstrated commitment of the country to this review process in particular and to the promotion and protection of human rights in general. The Bahamas is pleased to note that despite the challenges faced by St. Lucia, a sister CARICOM nation and fellow small island developing state, significant strides have been made in a number of areas to ensure that basic human rights of the people of St. Lucia are protected. Notably, the Bahamas welcomes the numerous and wide-ranging national policies, programs, plans, and initiatives, both undertaken and envisioned by the St. Lucian government in critical areas such as housing, food security, social protection, education, and health, among others. Also of particular note is the positive trajectory evinced in the area of women's empowerment, particularly with respect to the participation of women in politics. The Bahamas expresses its appreciation for steps taken by St. Lucia to establish bilateral partnerships, as well as those with various United Nations funds, programs, and specialized agencies, with a view to supporting the efforts of the government to promote and protect human rights in various sectors. The Bahamas therefore recommends that the government of St. Lucia continues to avail itself of such partnerships in areas which would prove beneficial to the country. The Bahamas considers such partnerships as important tools for bolstering efforts of small states in strengthening their human rights protection framework. The Bahamas reaffirms its solidarity with St. Lucia as the country seeks to advance and strengthen its commitment to the promotion and protection of human rights and wishes St. Lucia every success throughout this IUPR process. Thank you, Mr.